Five times Leonard helps Seth set up a date, and the one time it was with him. Written and recorded by Litra. A For the People fanfic, with the pairings Seth Oliver, Leonard Knox. The first time, the time with the teacher, Leonard didn't think it would become a thing. He was just helping out a co-worker, a friend. A guy who had no idea how to handle the opposite sex when he was interested in them. Leonard had been graced with this knowledge, and it was only right that he share. It became a thing. Leonard heard about the not-really-a-breakup with the teacher 2 weeks later. She hadn't rescheduled. And after 3 texts, Leonard had told him to let it go. Seth wasn't as sad about it as he might have been if he hadn't just moved in with Jay. Jay was nice, for a public defender. He laughed at Seth's jokes, and they seemed to like the same kind of movies, so when Seth barged into Leonard's office and started pacing, Leonard wasn't all that surprised that Jay was the topic. "It's just that I think I like him. I mean, I know I like him, but we just moved in together, and I'm not sure if I like him or just like him, and..." Leonard held up a hand. "Stop. Don't do the whole like-like thing. You're not in middle school." "Right, okay." Seth paused his pacing, and after shifting from foot to foot for a second, he stepped forward to perch on the edge of Leonard's guest chair. "So, what do I do? I mean, I have enough trouble with girls. I've only been attracted to one other guy before, and I never told him. How do I even..." Seth waved his hands around as if his gestures could explain what his words couldn't. Leonard had no idea what the hand gestures meant, but he knew the end goal was to close the deal, and that was something he could do. He stood and moved around the desk, crossing his arms as he perched on the corner. "Okay, so you want things to be cool if things don't work out?" "Yes." "Do you know if he's bi, or gay, or otherwise interested in men?" Seth hesitated for a long 3 count, rocking back and forth slightly. "No." "Then that's your first goal." "Okay, yeah, but how? I mean, that's not exactly something I can slip into casual conversation." Leonard held up his hand again. "Okay, first, you can totally slip that into casual conversation. But second, the better way is to ask his friends. He works with Allison, right?" "Yeah," Seth said slowly. "I know you are at least on speaking terms with her. Call her up, mention you weren't sure about the new house rules or something, and ask if Jay is seeing anyone. Then you can start talking about who he's dated, and bam, there's your opening." Seth blinked a few times, nodding slowly. "Okay, I can do that. Allison did always love to talk about that kind of thing." "Then she probably knows." Leonard was nodding too by that point. He smiled as Seth stood and clapped him on the shoulder. "Thanks, man." Then Seth was out the door. Leonard stood, congratulated himself, and got back to his case. "So, how's Jay?" Leonard asked a few days later when they were out for drinks. Seth made a face. "Dating a girl from the clerk's office." Leonard made a face right back. "Not Tina. Oh, no, no, oh God, no. Her assistant, or something." Leonard thought for a minute. "The one with the hair?" He mimed the right length. "Yeah, that one. At least I think so." Seth thumbed at the label on his beer. "Ah, well, sorry, man." Leonard settled in, preparing to signal the bartender for another round. Seth took a long pull from the bottle, his Adam's apple bobbing. The idea of getting drunk together and heading back to his place for a one-night stand flashed through his mind. No, that would never work. One-night stands with co-workers were always messy, and anyway, Seth wasn't a one-night stand kind of guy. Even if it would help him let off some steam. It's okay. Actually, Allison has a friend who's in town.
Whoa, Allison? Since when are you letting Allison set you up?"
Leonard put his hand on Seth's arm. It wasn't proprietary or anything, it was just to get him to stop drinking and answer.
Well, I was talking to her about Jay and his girlfriend, and it just came up.
It came up, or she pushed it on you?
Given Leonard didn't really know Allison, he'd only really met her that once. Actually, she had seemed nice, but Seth had told him stories, and he knew her by her reputation, through a few friends of friends. He knew her type. Seth made a few wishy-washy sounds and let his hand raise and fall.
Did you already say yes, or did she just give you this girl's number?
Both? Leonard leaned back on his stool and closed his eyes.
Okay, maybe it wasn't as bad as he thought. Maybe this could be salvaged. It was his sworn duty as a friend to help the guy out.
Come on, man, details.
Seth shrugged and took another drink.
I don't know. Me and Allison talked for a while. She said her friend Callie was in town for a semester at NYU and might like to hang out. She set up this group text, introduced us.
Is she still in the group chat?
Seth thought for a moment, then fished out his phone.
No, she took herself out of it.
Leonard snagged the phone and scrolled through the messages. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. This Callie girl said she was interested in meeting people, but clearly wasn't looking for anything long-term.
Leonard nodded to himself.
Okay, see here? How she wants to get to know the city better? That's your cue. You're a local. Find a club that's hosting a local band no one she'll have heard of before. Take her there.
Seth took the phone back and stared at it for a moment.
But what if she doesn't like the music? She hasn't mentioned that she likes anything.
Doesn't matter. You can be honest and say you've never seen them either. You heard about them from a friend.
Then make sure you pay attention, and if she seems bored, you can suggest getting out of there for somewhere more quiet.
Seth's grin slowly spread.
Right, yeah. Thanks, man.
He offered up his bottle, and Leonard clinked his against it. Problem solved. A week and a half later, Seth came into the office whistling. Actually, whistling.
Leonard shook his head.
3 days after that, Seth came in looking like someone had kicked his puppy.
Leonard shook his head and stopped in Seth's office door at the end of his morning coffee run.
Okay, spill. Your moping is infecting my morning.
Seth sighed and pushed back from his desk.
It didn't work out with Callie.
Leonard came in, sat down, and made himself comfortable. He adjusted his initial reaction of, "What did you do?" to,
"What happened?"
"Well, I thought our first date went great. She liked the music, and we ended up going back to her place. Then I texted her..."
Leonard stopped him.
"When did you text her?"
2 days. 2.5. Last night."
Leonard nodded.
"Good. Continue."
"She said she had fun, but she was really busy and brushed me off."
Leonard nodded. "Did she say she just wanted casual?"
"Something like that, yeah."
Seth was fiddling with a little solar flower on his desk, letting it swing back and forth, then stopping it, then letting it go again.
"Sorry, man, but look, it's better this way. I know you. You're not a casual sex guy. If you got together, it would have ended in heartbreak. You just need to get back on the horse."
Seth took a deep breath and then loudly let it out.
"Yeah, you're probably right."
Leonard stood, gave Seth a nod, and took his leave. He expected that to be the end of it, at least for a while. That was not the end of it. That evening, when Leonard was heading home, Seth was standing in front of the elevator, staring at his phone.
"You realize the button's not pressed, right?"
Seth looked up.
"What? Oh!"
He leaned forward and hit the button for the elevator.
Leonard mentally counted down from 10. He was on 3 when Seth started talking.
"You ever used a dating app before?"
"No," Leonard answered shortly and honestly.
He would have advised Seth to stop there, but he knew it was already too late.
"'Cause there's this girl, and it says we're an 85% match, and I'm not sure if that's good or not."
The elevator arrived, and Leonard stepped forward. Seth followed. When the doors closed behind them, Leonard shrugged.
"Is she hot?"
Seth made a noncommittal head bobble.
"Yeah?" Girl next door hot, or we met in a bar hot?
Seth thought about it.
Like, college girl first time away from home and willing to experiment hot?
Len considered that and nodded.
And she's looking for something serious?
Her profile says yes.
The elevator dinged for the first floor.
Well, I say go for it, but that's just me.
The doors opened and Leonard stepped forward. Seth paused for another moment, then followed. The first girl didn't answer his messages. Neither did the second through fifth. The sixth answered, but Seth soon found out she smoked and decided he wasn't interested. The seventh looked like it might actually work. Seth and Leonard were once again in the bar. It was slowly turning into a routine. Leonard told himself it was better than Noodle House number 3, but he wasn't sure he believed it. Kate only joined them half the time.
"You've Googled her?"
Seth rolled his eyes.
"Yes, okay, I mean, I didn't cyberstalk her or anything, but she seems nice. Her Twitter doesn't send up any red flags. She's a native New Yorker. We've been talking about the weird things you see on the subway and tourists and stuff."
"What? You're making a face. What is it?"
"Well," Len shrugged and took a sip of his beer.
"That's not exactly the best way to talk to a girl. You don't want to list a bunch of things that annoy her and then expect her to put out. You need a little romance."
Seth was nodding.
"Yeah, I know. I've just been trying to figure out a spot, you know? We can't go to the park or hit any of the tourist spots, because tourists. But that includes seeing a show, and..."
Leonard was already shaking his head. "Never see a show on the first date. It means you won't actually talk to each other, and it sets the bar way too high for date 2.
Seth lifted his eyebrows.
"Okay, noted.
But what do I do, then?
I don't know if she likes sports, and the music thing was..."
"Eh," Seth shrugged.
Leonard considered the problem.
"Well, there's always the classic. You know, just a cup of coffee, no pressure. I mean, you did meet on a dating site. Sticking to expectations can be to your advantage."
"You think?" Seth asked, finishing his beer.
"Sure. It would give you a chance to meet in person, see if there's actually any chemistry."
"Okay. Thanks, man."
Leonard nodded and bumped his shoulder into Seth. A year ago, he would never have pictured himself drinking with this goofball once or twice a week. But what could he say? The man was helpless without him.
Leonard didn't wait for Seth to come to him the day after his date. He slipped into Seth's office as soon as the daily meeting was done.
"So?"
Seth slumped into his chair, swinging it back and forth.
"Yeah, it was a no-go. Turns out she wasn't really over her last boyfriend."
Seth slumped into the other chair.
"Ah, I'm sorry, man. Want to get drinks tonight as a consolation?"
Seth looked at Leonard and bit his lip.
"Actually, there's a guy I like, and, I mean, he's totally out of my league, and..."
"No one is out of your league, man. You've got that homeboy charm. People eat that up," Leonard interrupted.
"Okay, maybe, but I have no idea how to start. I mean, I know he's dated guys before, but as far as I can tell, it's always been casual, or just a friends-with-benefits kind of thing, and..."
"Ah, I got you. You're not sure if he'd be interested in a real relationship, so you want to impress him, but not overwhelm him."
"Exactly." Seth's face was red, and he was biting his lip again. He had a dimple in one cheek. It was kind of adorable. "But he's the kind of guy who has everything, you know? It's not easy to impress a guy like that. I feel like..." Seth hesitated.
"Like, normally, he's the one making the first move, but he won't even notice me if I don't make a move?"
Leonard nodded.
"Okay, yeah, I think I'm getting the picture. That's a tricky one. You don't want to fake anything because you're looking for a long-term thing, and that'll start you off on the wrong foot. He won't be impressed by any of the normal things, like music or sports."
He rubbed at his chin for a minute, thinking.
"Okay, hear me out here," Leonard started.
Seth cocked an eyebrow.
"The second Saturday street fair. I know it sounds strange, but..."
"No, I totally get it," Seth interrupted.
God, why didn't I think of that? It's got the art and the culture, but also the music, and it showcases the city, but it's always different every month, so there's all the new things to talk about. So, I'll see you next Saturday, then? Leonard nodded along with the analysis. Right. It'll show them more about you and your interests without... Wait, what? Leonard wasn't sure he'd ever done a double take in his life, but he did one now. Seth stood up and walked around the desk. He glanced at the office door, which was mostly shut. Will you come to the street fair next week with me? Leonard just blinked up at him. What? Me? Yeah, I mean, Seth rubbed at the back of his head, messing up his hair. It made Leonard want to stand up and fix it. Oh God, did he like Seth? Did he like Seth? I'm not attracted to many guys, but I like you, and you've been a great friend since you came back from Texas. I really like getting drinks with you, and I guess I want to see if it could be something more. You don't have to say yes. It's totally cool if you're not interested, or if you don't want to mix work and romance, but, I mean, I thought I'd ask. Leonard looked up at Seth. He'd never consciously thought about it, but yeah, Seth was hot. His mom wouldn't approve, but Leonard had long given up on finding someone she did approve of. He could sort of see it. Seth wouldn't be wild in bed, but he'd probably be nice to wake up to. He was probably the kind of guy who made breakfast the next morning. They could even ride in together. Yeah. Leonard cleared his throat and stood. It felt awkward to shake Seth's hand, and for once Leonard didn't know what else to do. Okay, I'll go to Second Saturday with you. Great, Seth said with a wide smile that made Leonard's heart flutter. Should I pick you up, or... Leonard rolled his eyes, relaxing back into the familiar pattern that had built up between them. No, we can meet there. Text me the time and details. Okay, I'll do that. Seth was still smiling. Leonard looked him over and couldn't stop a smile of his own. Guess I'll see you around then, he said, and sauntered over to his own office. He could feel Seth watching him the whole way, and he decided he liked it. He was looking forward to the end of the week now. After all, he had a date. The end. This was recorded for the Write and Record Your Own Story box on my Podfic bingo card. Hope you all enjoyed it, and have a good night.